I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. India is on high alert this week. The country is marking the one-year anniversary of the Mumbai terrorist attacks, and officials have warned about new threats from both foreign and domestic militants. The concern about homegrown terrorists in India often focuses on Muslims. But as we reported yesterday, Muslims in India have largely not been radicalized to a violent form of Islam. In the second of our stories about India's Muslim minority, Miranda Kennedy reports from Mumbai.
The streets around Hamidia Masjid, one of Mumbai's oldest mosques, are jammed with the usual tumult of Indian life. Streams of traffic maneuver around a cow lying nonchalantly in the road. Cows are sacred to most Hindus, and even in this Muslim area, they're respected. Maulana Dariabadi, who preaches in the mosque, says that's because Hindus and Muslims have lived side by side here for at least a century.
This is a country where one cannot work without the other. The Hindus and the Muslims always work together. They always need each other.
Muslims may be geographically and culturally integrated into Indian society, but the Maulana says that when it comes to how the authorities deal with them, all is not equal.
Every
time there's a blast or anything happening wrong, they come and round up Muslims. We have demanded from the government to look into the matter, questioning them why.
His congregation tells him stories of their sons being tortured in police custody, or worse, of those who've been encountered. That's a verb you hear a lot in India. It refers to extrajudicial killings by the police. The government doesn't deny that these killings happen. In fact, several Mumbai police officers have been dubbed encounter specialists and publicly commended for their work. The Indian government denies that police ever target people from a particular religion or community.
There's a long history of deprivation which starts in 1857.
Saida Hamid, a cabinet minister who is herself a Muslim, cites that year because it was the first major Indian rebellion against British colonial forces. The British blamed Indian Muslims and worked to undermine their power. When India declared its independence in 1947, it was as a secular democracy that promised equal rights to Muslims, even though many chose to move to neighboring Pakistan. Yet, she says, the Muslim population in India has consistently been neglected.
They have fallen so far behind that it's going to take a while before we bring them on par with other communities.
A government report on the state of India's Muslims found that there are actually fewer schools and roads in Muslim-dominated areas than in other parts of the country. 25% of Muslim children have either never gone to school or have dropped out. Because there's no affirmative action policy for Muslims, they're less gainfully employed than all other groups in India. And it's not just the poorest of the poor who experience discrimination. It's found even here among the stars of Bollywood, India's prolific and lighthearted film industry. In this film, Jannat, the actor Imran Hashmi is the romantic hero courting the young heroine. Hashmi has become a sought-after name in the industry in the last couple of years. He can now charge about $1 million a film, and the fact that his name clearly identifies him as Muslim has not been a problem for him. But outside the film studios, actors like Hashmi sometimes find themselves treated like Muslims rather than stars. Recently, Hashmi tried to buy an apartment in a well-heeled neighborhood known as the Beverly Hills of Mumbai.
Because everyone knew that there are a couple of buildings that don't allow people from the section. And we had heard that this building don't allow Muslims.
But Hashmi and his wife really liked the place, so they found a broker who was willing to try to get it for them.
The reason why he said that, you know, I'll try to get the deal through is because I'm an actor, and maybe they would overlook the fact that I'm Muslim.
Although they'd agreed to pay the asking price, $700,000 for a two-bedroom, the couple was refused. The co-op insists it did not deny Hashmi the apartment because of his religion, but he filed a complaint with the Government Minority Commission and publicly accused them of discrimination. Since he went public with his complaint, Hashmi has realized that no matter how rich and famous he is, he shares a common bond with India's impoverished Muslim community. He's been shocked at how many people have told him similar stories about being denied housing because of their religion. The difference is that no one paid them any attention. For The World, this is Miranda Kennedy, Mumbai.
Tomorrow, we stay in Bollywood for the third in our series of stories from Mumbai, a look at how Muslims are portrayed in Indian films.